Welcome, everyone, to Three Easy Dinners, which, as you can see from your recipes, is four easy dinners. I snuck an extra one in. My name is Beth McKinney from Cornell Wellness, and we're going to have some fun here in the kitchen and attempt to do it within the hour. Our second meal is the one-pot Mexican beans and rice. So I really want to get this on the stove because I decided to really use brown rice. If you use white rice, it will cook a little bit faster. You get about 10 minutes faster. Or this recipe works if you already have cooked rice. Just don't cook it as long, and you don't need to add the extra water. So let us get started. Okay. I'm going to start getting this pan warm, but I'm going to cut this onion for you. So just a few culinary FYIs. You do want to cut on a flat surface. So with an onion, the way I typically do it is I cut the ends off. And what do people do with these? Either compost or in your stock bag, right? So for those of you who like to make vegetable stock or chicken stock, I always put these in a bag in the freezer with the carrots and the celery. And when I have enough, if I have chicken bones, they go in. If I don't have chicken bones, it's vegetable stock, and it can be used for future soups. Today it's going in the compost. Okay. Unless you are making onion rings, I advise to always cut your onion in half. Then you've got a flat surface. If you need the rings, that's a different story. Okay. The size of the onions in this dish is absolutely your preference. In fact, if you want to use onion rings, half slices, you certainly can. I'm not going to worry about it. This recipe calls for half an onion. And because this onion is so small, guess what? I'm throwing the whole thing in. It's a very forgiving recipe. I am not worrying about anything. Okay, so remember what I said about a meal or a supper should have at least three food groups? Now we're getting into areas where we have at least three food groups. And it all happens in one pot, which is fantastic. Okay. So essentially, we are going to start cooking. And sometimes when you are reading recipes, the onion and the garlic will go in together. But for people who do a lot of cooking, you might know that that the garlic will cook faster. It will burn faster. And so letting the onions cook a little bit, and then I'll show you how I cut a garlic. So this is a garlic clove, right, off of a head of garlic. This particular garlic clove is humongous. So I might just put this one in for this particular dish. The onions are making me cry a little bit. I always cut the tip off of my garlic, and with a fresh garlic, the skin will come off if you give it a little tap. And so I do recommend working close to you. You'll get more leverage. What will happen is the clove will fall right out. And then to mince garlic, you have two choices, always. You can smash it up and pretend that you are on a cooking show and do that. Or use your trusty garlic press. Not this one. This one came apart and someone put it together backwards. Okay. All right, so we're going to let that cook a little bit. Can you repeat that question? Oh. What is the difference between a red skinned onion? It has a completely different taste. And it's somewhat sweeter, but it's also somewhat stronger. So it really depends. It's a preference thing. A lot of salads, raw salads, will have red onions in them, but they can be pretty strong. Okay, so now I'm just going to start adding all the ingredients. What's happening now is the rice is toasting a little bit and absorbing some of the flavors, and I'm going to add the 2 cups of water. So the normal way to cook rice is 1 cup of rice, 2 cups of water. And that's exactly what we're doing here, except that we are adding all of the dinner ingredients into this pot. And so hopefully this will be a new and exciting thing for some of you. Okay. Question? Well, I'm hoping that this one is cooked by the end of our class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got 40 minutes. So we're going to keep tasting it.
You mentioned 12 to 15 minutes on here, and I thought,
Oh, thank you. That could be an amendment to the recipe. Okay, so we're just going to keep adding the rest of the ingredients. This is a can of diced tomatoes. Both of my one, I think I just put in double. And this is how we learn that these recipes are forgiving. Okay, so we're going to put in the diced tomatoes, the frozen corn. This is a bag of Wegmans frozen corn. It is 16 ounces. This is going to make a lot of food. So this is going to make dinner for you and probably several lunches. And with the extra tomatoes, who knows? I did have kids. I'm low on kids at the house right now. Okay, the spices that are going into the Mexican beans and rice, make sure it's the right one, is chili powder. And so chili powder is the one that is the blended powder. It is not pure pepper powder like hot pepper. And so it should taste a lot like your basic chili flavor. We have cumin, and we have smoked paprika, which is, for those of you who've never tried it, you are more than welcome to send this around. Paprika is a mild pepper, but smoked paprika has a, you can smell it, you can open it up and smell it, has a very smoky taste. Okay. That's from Penzi's Spices, which is mail order, unless you go to their store in wherever they have a store. Okay, so we're going to get this up to a boil, and then we're going to let it cook and see how long it takes, but it will probably cook for about a half an hour. If you put cooked rice, if you put white rice in here, it would cook in about 15 minutes and you'd let it sit for 5 minutes. If you put cooked rice in here, essentially you just have to heat it up. If you used success rice or, you know, par cooked rice, then it would probably cook pretty quick as well. All right, so what we're going to do with this is bring it up to a boil and then put the lid on and then let it cook. Why is this dinner healthy for you? Any ideas? One pot, you don't need anything else. Well, it's got high quality protein, so you've got beans and you've got rice, and together they make a total complete protein. Beans are in what food group? They're in the protein group, otherwise known as the meats, nuts, seeds, poultry, fish, and meat group. So you've got vegetables in here, you've got your protein group in here, you've got your starch, your grain, and this grain is a whole grain. So essentially, this is a one-pot meal. You don't need to make anything with it. So it is starting to come up to a boil. I'm going to lower the flame a little bit and give it a little mix. So that's the one-pot meal. When we serve it, we're going to add avocado and lime, but it's optional.